In Uganda, the opposition leader Bobi Wine has brought attention to the messaging app BitChat as citizens seek alternative communication methods amidst concerns of an impending internet blackout.
Google Trends show a sharp increase in searches for BitChat following Wine's endorsement, positioning the app as a secure platform for conversations free from government surveillance.
The rise of BitChat has been quite remarkable.
Indeed, BitChat's emergence as a reliable communication channel during politically sensitive times has resonated with many Ugandans.
Bobi Wine's endorsement has played a significant role in driving the adoption of BitChat among his supporters.
Wine's promotion of BitChat as a secure platform highlights the growing concerns over potential internet blackouts and the need for secure messaging options.
Speaking of concerns, the current political climate has greatly influenced the technology adoption trends in Uganda.
Absolutely. The fusion of politics and technology is evident in how platforms like BitChat empower individuals to engage in political activism while ensuring their conversations remain private and secure.
The positive reception of BitChat among Ugandans showcases a desire for autonomy in communication, free from government intervention.
Users seeking secure communication tools reflects a collective push for independence in dialogues and interactions.
Looking ahead, the evolution of BitChat will be crucial in meeting user needs and maintaining its position in the messaging app market.
The ongoing political developments in Uganda will likely shape BitChat's adoption rate and its impact on the digital communication landscape of the country.
In conclusion, the role of technology in politics, as exemplified by Bobi Wine's advocacy for BitChat, signifies a beacon of hope for free speech and open communication in Uganda.
The potential for change through platforms like BitChat offers Ugandans a new way to connect, collaborate, and advocate for societal transformation in the face of challenges.